Tuesday's episode with RB Botto. He's the founder of Stage 32. And then, Tuesday, co-founder of Netflix, Mark Randolph, joined us a few weeks ago. That episode's really insightful.
Co-founder of Netflix?
Yeah.
So how did you get invited to the Illuminati?
Facebook is reporting that they're going to change their name to align more with the metaverse.
Name changes signify either a drug front or that times are going poorly.
So Shopify is now on Spotify.
Bro, what if Spotify came to Shopify, bro? What if you were buying Nirvana shirts and you wanted to listen to Nirvana, dude? Hardest part of ending is starting again.
You're listening to The Radcast. If it's radical, we cover it. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to the latest edition of The Radcast. It's Friday, October 22nd, 2021. We're 1 week out from Halloween. I'm joined by Joey. What's up, Joey?
What's up, man? I'm getting jacked for spooky season, bro.
I know.
What's going on here?
I hear there's surprises.
There might be. Ryan's going to have a company costume party, and little does he know, his employees may have something up their sleeves. No, you're supposed to play the spooky sound.
I know. I just didn't.
No. Oh, for two.
I just don't want to give in to it, you know? Like, all right. I'm a little scared. I just don't want to get scared.
He should be.
So we're 1 week out from Halloween. We've had a good week here at Radical. Joey, what's been happening on your end, brother?
We've been shooting some great spots for a local restaurant called Habitap. We shot three digital spots, and we're getting ready to do some pretty exciting spots Monday for another client.
I like it. Yes.
They're going to let us push the envelope, so I'm
good.
I'm in my Halloween bag on this one.
Oh, good. You're in your element as well.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's great, man. I'm excited. We do have a nice skit that the team put together. The cheap client, not always the low price guy.
The do it cheaper guy.
Do it cheaper guy. So be on the lookout for that. It's quite funny. You don't always want to go cheaper.
No. There's times where I feel like, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pack of gum.
Sure.
Sure.
Sometimes liquor if I'm just trying to party.
That's
and
right.
I say, I'm not going to.
Yeah. You just want some rubbing alcohol to get you the vodka to, you know.
Which, speaking of,
a headache.
I have some King Cobras in the fridge, so make sure no one drinks those. All right?
Yeah, I think those will be safe.
Okay. If you want to take a swig, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm going to leave those all by themselves. Oh, I got to throw it back. Sorry. It's been a good week. Tuesday's episode with RB Botto. He's the founder of Stage 32. Which is actually the largest community. You need to be part of this community. You're in the entertainment industry.
Okay.
Largest social media platform for the entertainment industry. That's everything.
Stage 32?
Yeah. For screenwriters and actors and producers and digital creators. Like, you know, every layer of the entertainment business.
Can you actually look at that camera and just confirm to everyone who went to high school with me that I am actually in the entertainment industry and that they should believe in me?
Joey is in the entertainment industry.
You didn't thank you.
It's the adult entertainment industry, but it's entertainment nonetheless.
This is okay. I wanted you to lie. Damn it.
Sorry. Oh, he is. Hey, look, you got the Gurr shirt on.
Gurr,
you
know? Man. It's Gurr.
Gurr. I love it. And if anyone listening, you know, you sense, I know I have a Southern accent. I think of it as light compared to most people
diet.
In town.
A diet? Would you call it a light?
Yeah. A light accent.
Okay.
Maybe diet accent. I don't know.
Okay.
Diet Southern accent. Hey, is that a new drink? Or anyway, but there's a little town called Greer.
It is Greer.
It's Greer. But if you're from Greer, there's a good chance you call it Greer.
Grr, man.
Grr. And it's just a Southern thing. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah. So why are we explaining? They'll never get it.
I know. So anyway, it's fun. And then, Tuesday.
Okay.
The co-founder of Netflix, Mark Randolph, joined us a few weeks ago. That episode's really insightful. If you want to know how to get rich, you need to listen to this episode. I'll leave it as that.
So how did you get invited to the Illuminati?
Yeah.
The co-founder of Netflix.
Yeah, dude, he was awesome.
How did you... I have questions on that, but it sounds like...
Hey, man, we're in the secret circle around here. You know, that's what happens when you get 5,000 downloads on the podcast yesterday. We hit a world record for us.
Okay.
The most world, for us.
You.
For us. It's our own world record that we just beat.
You can say personal best, by the way.
I like world record. I'm in marketing.
That's got a it's very strong marketing.
It's the number one downloaded podcast for Radical of all time.
Okay.
How many different ways can I say it? No, we had 5,000 plus downloads yesterday. It beat our record, which was somewhere around 3,500. So we
smoked it, dude.
Smoked it. So we appreciate all the loyal listeners. If you're out there, especially our mates in South Korea who have kept us in the top 10 somehow, some way. Yes.
Yeah. Never thought I'd be saying shout out to South Korea.
Yeah. Hey, they like us. It's not just about Squid Games, brother.
Great. I have not watched Squid Games, so.
Yeah, I haven't either. We're going to start it this weekend, though. It's on our list.
Playing it or watching it?
Both.
Okay, great.
The kids are in town, so.
You decided that you had too many.
Got the ARs loaded up.
Too many offspring in your family.
Yeah.
And
it's going to, well, they self, what is it when you kind of self, you take care of one another, like. I don't know what the word I'm looking
self-imposed
for.
Self-imposed Darwinism.
Yeah, self-mutilation. I don't know what the hell I'm trying to talk about. But anyway, we do have some important social holidays I want to bring up yesterday.
Dude, I am always jacked to hear about your social holidays, bro.
And what's funny is the first one leads right down the path that seems to be every time I hear on the show.
Okay.
World Statistics Day was yesterday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Depression Day. Okay. Wow. I had a pocket full of Zoloft ready.
Yeah. World Statistics Day.
Yeah.
Did you celebrate?
Yeah, big time. Fantasy football, I feel like. I feel like fantasy football is the world's most forefront appreciation of statistics, right?
Yes.
Feel like the world got interested in statistics because of fantasy football.
I think that's fair. And to be clear, it was actually 2 days ago. My days are a little thrown off. So 2 days ago was Statistics Day.
You damn liar. Oh, you're a statistic, yeah. Bro, because you're a damn liar.
I know.
Right?
Yes, I am a liar.
What do they say? The only thing that lie are statistics and...
And podcast hosts?
Yeah, there you go. Who have a membership to the Illuminati, apparently.
Yes, they do. And apparently, yesterday, being Thursday...
Yes.
...was actually... Reptile Awareness Day.
Good, dude. Because I got a lot of snakes in my life, if you know what I mean, bro.
In your head. Did you play some mind games yesterday?
I had to I had to behead some snakes in my circle, if you know what I mean,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I got a lot of my Garden of Eden had a lot of people trying to get me to eat poison apples, you know what I mean?
Oh,
forbidden fruits.
And ironically, it was Get to Know Your Customers Day as well. So Get to Know Your Customers Day. As well as Reptile Awareness Day. So I hope everyone had their social calendars marked and had all the social posts going out for snakes and snakes and
reptiles
lizards.
Reptiles Day.
And customers.
I pray that every zoo in the world had a reptile day.
Yeah. Snake in the grass.
Snake in the grass, dude.
You know,
and if you got some snakes in your circle, behead them. All right.
Tomorrow is a really relevant day. I mean, a highly relevant technology is changing quickly, but it somehow remains relevant. It's iPod Day.
Oh, hell yeah, bro. Let's go film a commercial.
I'm going to load my MP3s up on my iPod.
Sure.
And then throw it out the window.
Do you remember that struggle of, did you ever convert CDs into MP3s?
Who didn't?
A lot of kids
quite a
nowadays.
Struggle. Yeah,
apparently.
They've never had to deal with that shit. I was dealing stuff, downloading MP3s on Napster.
Hell yeah.
Before it became illegal and after it became illegal.
I better say, dude, just say it, man. I did it when it was illegal.
Yes.
Come get me, the FAA or whoever.
Hey, you're on thin ice there, buddy.
The FCC.
Yeah.
The silhouette commercials. Everybody remembers the commercials of dancing silhouettes.
Yes. But did you have a Nano? Or did you have an iPod?
I think I went through, I think
or
I
did
had
you have
both.
Like the Kmart version that was like an MP3 player?
No, because just like the actual music itself, I would steal them from Walmart. So I had an actual iPod that I stole.
Oh. Okay. All right. I'll give you, I think, I don't know which one I'm going for here. And it's funny how everything changed. I threw out every, like, when, as soon as digital media was available, DVD, I threw out every DVD. I was like, I hated keeping up with all that shit. I was like throwing discs out the window.
Yeah.
And then before I realized you could sell them for like, you know, $7 a piece or something, I probably threw out like $600 worth.
Yeah. I was actually driving down the road the other day and a Rogue DVD hit my windshield and it freaked me out and I crashed. So I was wondering if you were the guy that threw it, if we could talk after the show about being a insurance claim. Anyway,
I can't believe it hung in the air that long. I mean, those things will fly, man.
I thought it was a UFO at first from afar.
So moving to the real news, the most important one being first. So Facebook is reporting that they're going to change their name to align more with the metaverse. So they're changing the name of Facebook. It's
Holy
coming, people.
Shit. Holy shit.
How much equity they have built up in Facebook the last 18 years or however long it's been.
Imagine being the guy that does the press statement, though, that's like, hey, we're doing a rebrand to align with the metaverse. That sounds very dystopian.
Yeah. No.
We must align, Mark.
Yes, we must.
Okay, so, well, do you know the name of this? Actually, this actually is a revolutionary name change.
It is. I have some suggestions.
Okay, but you don't know for sure. Does no one know, as you said? Correct?
No. First recommendation is Faceplant.
Okay, I could see that happening.
Because that's what they've been doing lately.
100%.
That's kind of like the metaverse, you know?
Sure. I wouldn't.
My kids are faceplanting in Roblox all day, you know, literally.
I was thinking more of the, well, it's got, they see, respawn. There's a double meaning, because yeah. I thought faceplant in the way that, like,
oh yeah, fall on your face. That's pretty much what I meant.
Okay, but yeah. But also, yeah, okay.
And, no, but all seriousness, what, any guess? Let's make some like guesses, and then we'll come back in a few weeks, and we'll see who was right or wrong. Some metaverse. So
I got it.
All right,
I think it's going to be Instagram. I think they're just going to combine it into one. Why not?
Yeah, that'd be smart. Do it all in one.
Pretty. That wouldn't, because they own Instagram, right?
Yes.
And Instagram owns us.
Instaverse.
Could be.
Yeah.
I can see. Know.
I think it's going to be something completely different, probably. Nope. Yeah, this is all part of the plot. It's like when you start getting bad press, like change your name. You know, it's kind of like Charter. You know, if you're around here, they suck so bad, and then they change the Spectrum.
Sure.
It's like, oh, suddenly they've got mobile and they're faster. Or it's the same company.
If you're BP, you change your name to Fucked.
RB Fucked.
Would you say, from a marketing perspective, name changes signify either a drug front or that times are going poorly, typically?
Probably the latter. Times are going poorly.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yes.
This is a serious change, though.
I know, but I mean, for real, I mean, they've. Anytime you're as big as Facebook is, you've been around for, I said 18 years, 15 plus, I don't know exactly. Was it 2003, 2004, somewhere around there?
That
sounds right. And now you got all that cachet built, and for good, better, and different. But it does two things. It shows one of two things. Well, they really do think the negativity around it is requiring it. And two, this whole metaverse thing, they are quadrupling down on. If it's really going to be like, and I don't know what the name's going to be, but it's going to be lined with the metaverse in some way.
Sure.
Which kind of, it's kind of scares me, because they're a multi-billion-dollar company. They're not stupid, you know? So
somebody,
I was kind of hoping the metaverse would go away, but I don't think it is.
I wish I could explain what the metaverse was, but
it's like the Matrix.
Okay. I was going to say the Matrix, literally the Matrix.
It is.
All I know is, no matter what they change it to, I want a feature that prohibits people from posting pictures of their food and political memes. As long as you know what I mean, that's what I want.
Yes. So, yeah. You don't know about the metaverse? Like, you ever played Roblox or anything like that?
It's just like a hypothetical world?
Yeah, hypothetical. It's a play world. It's like, imagine You played Super Mario Brothers growing up. But imagine in Super Mario Brothers if the world was like unlimited and you had full control and you could build things and your friends could play along with you like at the same time over the internet. So that's kind of what Roblox is.
All these years of playing video games is going to pay off.
Finally. Yes. Finally. But Facebook's changing their name. Who the hell knows what it's going to be?
What if it was the metaverse?
The metaverse.
What if they just claimed
it? The U. Like the Ohio State.
The metaverse.
Yeah. Maybe it could be.
I would do that. That's the power move if you just come out and say, we are.
Yeah. Esta meta. I don't know. That way they're, you know, I don't know. It's playing to all audiences, you know, diversity, inclusion, everything.
Sure.
Esta meta. I don't know. I'm trying to make it up, but I don't know what the hell it's going to be. What, like meta. Do you ever have, you don't have little kids, so you don't know this, but like no one's ever gone, oh, that's
that
so meta.
Of. Real quick. I don't have little kids that I know
that you're aware of. But that's so meta, man. My God, I just want to smack you right in the face for saying that.
I feel like it is in tandem with comedy a lot. Like,
yeah, meta. You know, when you talk about something theoretically, but it is something, I don't know.
That's so meta, bro.
So meta.
That's so meta, bro.
Getting so meta. Hey, I don't know if you've seen this commercial, but, you know, with TikTok, there's a lot of, like, commercial comebacks happening. Like, old commercials that were probably either too weird or out there for their time.
Yeah.
But they're making comebacks on TikTok because now people appreciate that level of humor.
The Zoomers, dude. Shout out to my Zoomers, my fellow Zoomers.
You're not a Zoomer.
Yeah, I am. I'm 16, bro. Don't get off my back.
Gen Z. Gen Zers. So Berries and Cream, which is a commercial by Starburst.
Sure.
And
Starburst and Skittles commercials bleed together in my mind.
Yeah, they do. Taste the rainbow.
Sure. They get wacky, though.
They do. So there's this guy. He's like kind of, I guess I'd call him a Englishman's probably.
It's like
not
a Dutch
exactly
boy.
Right. Dutch boy.
Dutch
there you
boy.
Go. Singing Berries and Cream.
Yeah.
And it's quite a fun. It's pretty funny. I mean, I laughed. I kind of expected it to be stupid. Then I watched it. I'm like, okay, it's pretty funny.
He reminds me of a guy from Shrek. Maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So Berries and Cream is trending on TikTok. And now everyone's doing like the dance and stuff. I think you should be him for Halloween. The Dutch boy.
I would if I didn't have a better costume idea.
Oh.
But.
You little Dutch boy.
Dutch master. You know Dutch master's wrapping paper?
You know, was it a Dutch kitchen? What was
Dutch
it?
Dutch oven, bro. Dutch oven. I know what a Dutch. Yeah. I don't know what
Dutch
I thought.
Dutch kitchen, Dutch oven.
That's so meta, bro.
So meta.
Damn meta, man.
Yeah. It's in the.
Well, that's, you know, like, it's funny what comes back, because back in the day, I'm sure they're like, oh, I love, like, this Ja Rule and Ashanti song. And now it's like, bro, have you seen Berries and Cream?
Yeah, man. Berries and Cream. Mr. T commercials. Like, what's next?
Well, 15 years from now, someone's going to be like, have you seen, do you know Couch Guy?
Yeah.
Okay, they're going to be like, bro, remember Couch Guy, dude?
Yeah. Anybody, hey, remember that spot from Radical? Yeah, that was so meta back in its day.
So metaverse, man.
I know. So,
are you versed in the metaverse?
I am very versed in the metaverse. Between my kids and my job, I feel like I'm just meta
versed
all
man.
The time.
You're metaverse, bro.
What's the next verse in the meta world? So, on a more serious marketing note,
hold on. Can I pray real quick?
Please. Okay. Please. It's serious.
All right. I'm centered.
Okay. So, did you just say a prayer for Snapchat and TikTok?
That's between me and God. Thank you very much.
Because they're trailing Google and Facebook with digital ad spend significantly.
Wait,
still.
Snapchat is trailing Google and
Facebook.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Makes sense.
There wasn't. You thought, what? You know, what?
Yeah.
What? This is.
How is that news?
Steak,
you know what I mean?
Tastes better than a burger? Yeah. Like, yeah, and there's a reason for that. It's called dynamic ads. So with Facebook and Google and the like, with e-commerce booming, you can run dynamic ads within them, which means you can pull feeds straight from e-commerce. They're dynamic. They're either retargeting you what you've already seen. There's a lot of, I'll just say there's a lot of talking between the platforms happening, and Snapchat and TikTok's ad platforms are not as advanced or as evolved to where they have that dynamic capability. They're getting there. They will be there. And they do some things dynamically, but not as much. And so they continue to trail Facebook and Google, who just tend to want to rule the world.
Yeah. I'm sure they both might be owned by one of those companies.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty soon here.
Yes, TikTok. It would seem as though someone would purchase them, but maybe they're going to get so big they just start purchasing. I don't know. Who in my world of purchasing brands? Who will I eat next?
Absolutely. It's so funny. These, like, TikTok is just a platform for entertainment, and it's like they have world domination implications now.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. That's all they're doing. So Shopify is now on Spotify.
Hell yeah, dude. Now,
so which means if you're a musician and you have a, you know, your artist page,
yeah,
you can sell merchandise directly through your Shopify store. So it's all in one built into the platform.
That's really good. I like that.
Yeah. I do too. I'm like listening to some, you know, Nirvana, and I want my Smells Like Teen Spirit t-shirt delivered right to me.
And you're too tired to go to Target and get one for $10.
That definitely would be at Target. It's too trendy to be at Walmart, you know.
Nirvana, Kurt Cobain has kind of like that sad boy thing going, that like people are like, oh, dude, Vana's my jam, bro.
Oh yeah. Sad. Well, I mean, and it kind of was sad. I mean, he obviously was depressed.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to bite my tongue before I go too far, but you're correct in that statement.
Yes. I was just thinking about what happened to him, and I was like, oh, what's that? I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny that we, you know, can laugh about it now.
Smells like teen depression. Guys, yes. If you're... cue dramatic piano.
Yes.
Then that's great. I can't wait to be on Spotify, then pay over... Are they going to be like... You think the merch is going to be reasonably priced or like show priced? Do you know what I mean? Where it's like $40 for a band t-shirt?
Oh, I'm sure if I'd make it at the highest price possible if you're within that platform. Because think about it, you know, it's kind of back to purchasing, like when someone's in the moment, you know, like you're jamming to that Pearl Jam song. I mean, you know, you're on your couch, you're going to spend the highest price point ever to get that t-shirt in that moment. You're jamming. You got Drake playing. Give me that Drake t-shirt right now.
For sure. I think.
Give me that.
Drake has sleeveless hoodies, I think.
I want WAP t-shirts right now because I am in the jam with my WAP.
You're in the jam with your WAP. Okay. Okay, Boomer. I'm in the jam. I want you to make a shirt that says in the jam with my WAP.
Yeah, in the jam. Radical WAP.
In the jam, bro.
Yeah. So anyway, Shopify, Spotify. It's a tongue twister. I wrote it and I thought it was a typo. Shopify comes to Shopify. Spotify. No wonder they're in
cahoots. Bro, what if Spotify came to Shopify, bro?
It would be.
What if you were buying Nirvana shirts and you wanted to listen to Nirvana, dude?
Hey, it should be. They should be symbiotic, you know, and like, you know, it should work. YouTube. Hey. Have you ever watched, like, been in, like, a live stream, like, watching someone live, right? Surely you've seen people live on Instagram.
I've done a live stream. That's part of what the OnlyFans experience is for my, excuse me. Yeah, I've watched live streams before. My bad.
Yeah. Adult entertainment, folks. Adult entertainment. The, and have you ever seen someone doing, like, a QVC style selling stuff? Have you seen this trend?
No, but you were telling me about this.
Yes.
And you were saying it was very prolific.
It's very prolific. Thousands and millions of dollars are being sold every week now.
On live streams.
Live streaming for shopping. Linking your store directly with what you're selling so that within that experience they can buy right there, right then.
Okay.
It's QVC. Like, you know, you're watching it and you dial the number and you got the woman or man who's doing something, you know, on stage showing off the product. And this is all the rage now. And now YouTube's in the game. They're entering into it, and you can go live on your YouTube channel. It's not for everyone yet. Not for everyone. We're just whetting the appetite here, but they're testing it.
Wow. Dude, these platforms are changing so fast.
Yeah.
Like,
no wonder brands can't keep up.
No. Nobody knows what they're looking for either, and then they see it and they go, I want that.
That's right.
And then, wow.
I wonder if they're going to be able to keep up with all the demand, with all the shipping and containers issues and all the supply and demand issues.
Sure.
Driving all this demand with the live streams. And
you know what Amazon workers and UPS workers want? More sales.
Yeah.
Their lives are already very peaceful.
Yeah.
They want more global commerce.
It's going to be like, you remember Willy Wonka?
No.
And
I'll see you later.
Yes, you remember. And Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yes.
And the girl that had her dad, like all their factory workers opening the boxes to get the golden ticket.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I forget her name. I don't know. When you were talking, that's just what it made me think of.
And okay, yes.
And suddenly she found it. They had, I can't make them work any harder, darling. Terrible accent, but.
That was amazing. Hey, do you have an Oscar you can get real quick?
Oscar, yes, thank you. Thank you. But yeah. Anyway,
I feel like I'm on this segment once every 3 weeks right now, and technology furthers itself every time I come back.
It does,
and that stresses me out. And I'm not even the one being a tastemaker in this world right now.
You're the taste setter.
Yeah. I see what's being tasted, then I also offer a flavor.
You take a second bite.
I get a
secondhand taster.
I get it regurgitated into my mouth like a baby bird. That's what I do.
So here's the one on the science front. So scientists are a big, and I love how these articles, they start with scientists. Like, it's a pretty broad word. Scientists. You don't get any credit for exactly what it was, but scientists took step because they actually, I don't know who this person is, but they did a pig to human kidney transplant.
Hell yeah, man.
So someone's walking around with a pig kidney today.
I just, like, this is one of those, like, who's the first person to test these theories out about the types of animals that you can put into a human body? There's a lot of trial and error involved with.
Well, here, I could say this little personal artifact or fact or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
I have one kidney. I was born with a cystic kidney.
Okay.
And I only have one. So now I've lived my whole life with it. Supposedly I have a relative somewhere that had the same thing and lived to quite the ripe old age.
Are there like precautions you have to?
Well, I couldn't play. You know, I was big and athletic and probably would have played at least college, maybe NFL football for my size, but I didn't play. My parents didn't let me put football. So
makes sense.
You don't hear of many kidney injuries in football, but because of tackling and hitting, you could get an internal injury pretty easily.
Sure.
So when you have one kidney and, you know, be death if you lose, you can live off one, but you can't live off none.
Sure.
And so I couldn't play that. I played basketball, but so, you know, speaking from experience, like if there was no, transplant available human, and I'm going to die, or you can put a pig kidney in me, sign me up, bro. Like, I mean,
sure.
It's death or a trial. Give me a trial, you know.
Ryan going hog wild over here, dude. What about
I wonder if I would start like having attributes, like just be natural. I just like suddenly had this. I just want to slobber around and like, you know, waller in food and
you start
and
taking
stuff.
On the traits. That's funny.
I kind of do that now, so it might be a perfect fit, you know. And there's food on the table.
You start getting approached
like a
by
trough.
That's cool. You start getting approached by giant frogmen who have affinities for pigs.
People start smelling my skin. They think I'm a big piece of bacon. Like, hey, I just got a sunburn here. I'm in Mexico, like laying out, and like someone's like nibbling on my arm while I'm laying there. Whoa, hey.
No, that could happen in Mexico, though, right? Kidneys is what they steal?
I don't know.
Livers?
You never know what's happening in Mexico.
I don't.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but.
What is the thing they bath of ice, right? That's kidney. Someone steals kidney.
I think so.
Okay.
I haven't really kept up with it, but maybe I should. Wow. But it is quite the feat.
Revolutionary. So for someone like me who maybe doesn't understand anything in the world, how rare is it to get a kidney that would not be rejected or something like that?
I think they've got pretty good at this. I don't know. Okay. I think it's pretty, once they align the blood types and like all the other, I don't know, markers or whatever, seems like it's pretty successful.
More common than like, I assume heart would probably be a hard
one. Yeah, heart. I think better than chances than liver and a few other things. Okay. Like I think kidneys are pretty solid if you find a match. And so, you know, I'm going to go ahead and put a note out there. If I ever need one, if anyone of our listeners wants to offer one up, you know, I'll just go ahead and tell you that I'll accept it.
Is this for,
time?
Okay. Is this for your listeners' kidneys, or if one of them is a hog farmer and they have
either one?
Okay. All right.
Who knows? Lastly, and probably most,
did you just oink again?
I think I did. I'm starting to oink. I think I'm playing out the part in case I need it. You know, like I want him to be able to relate to me.
Your middle name is Babe, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Babe. Hey, my first dog's name was Babe. This is all coming full circle.
Okay.
Literally. Yeah. Okay. Irish Setter, Babe. It's kind of the password. Like, you know, if anyone needs to like give you my personal information, it used to be like, what was the name of your first pet? Like they ask you those password questions. So now if anyone wants to take all of my money and my metaverse, they can use my password.
Okay.
So going out here on a serious note, it is Halloween. And so, it's important to note that the Child's Play creator is not ruling out Chucky going to space.
Oh, thank God, dude. In a world plagued with crises, I need a little glimpse of hope. Is Chucky going to space on... You know it'd be hot if Chucky went to space on Jeff Bezos' rocket?
And
ransomed him? Imagine a ransom.
Only if William Shatner's on board.
Sure. Hell yeah, Chucky, Shatner. And, it could be like a Star Bezos. Trek crossover.
Yeah. Chucky, Shatner, and Shatner.
And then Bezos and Chucky have a face-off.
Bezos.
And Bezos is like, Chucky, you're a monster. And he's like, you and I aren't so different, are we, Bezos?
We're not so far apart, are we? Maybe Bezos was Chucky growing up. It could be possible.
It's possible. I think John Gruden was probably Chucky growing up.
Yeah, he does look like him.
But, okay, well...
I'm just not a fan. Like, you know, Halloween scared me. Friday the 13th scared me. Freddy scared me before it went cheesy. I just was, the Child's Play thing never stuck with me.
It's very comedic, just because of how small Chucky is.
Yeah.
But Jason went to space. Jason went to hell.
Oh, God.
And he went to space, and they were pretty frowned upon.
Yeah.
So Chucky going to space. Mm. Look, I really do think if he ransoms a bunch of billionaires in a spaceship. Heck, didn't Justin Timberlake like to fly? Let's get JT in the movie up there, all right?
Yes.
I would be against it, but I don't know, man. If he had a cyborg technology inside him, like Elon Musk type thing, I don't know. Feel free to send me a check, Hollywood.
Yeah. I think we're going to let that one go and just hope that there's not a Child's Play in space. Or there can be, but I don't know. I won't watch it. I'm waiting around because I'm going to be watching this next week. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, the drama's building. It's building.
Hey, guys.
You got scared there for a second.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Oh.
Okay. We're good.
So, yes, you're going to be scared. You're going to watch Halloween next week. You like Halloween, right?
Halloween is the greatest holiday of all time. I love Halloween, bro.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Trick or treat.
There'll be more tricks than treats this Halloween, Ryan.
Well, you know where to find us. We're at the Radcast. Where can we keep up with everything with Joey? What's going on?
Right now, you can find Joey, Joe, and Sean on all platforms. You can also find my side character, Barry McGunthrey Jr. That's Barry McGunthrie Jr. He has a horror series where he reenacts popular horror, and the final installment, including Chucky, will be coming out on YouTube in the next 2 days.
Look at there. Love it. Well, you know where to find us. We're at theradcast.com. Search for all this content. Search for Halloween. Search for faceplant. Anything you need. Any content. You know where to find me. I'm at Ryan Alford on all the channels. We'll see you next time on The Radcast.
To listen to full episodes or to contact us, visit us on the web at theradcast.com or follow our host at Ryan Alford on Instagram. Thanks for tuning in.